Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 10. I want to begin in verse number 19 and read through verse number 25. I want to share something with you this morning. Again, I mentioned my prayer, it's on my heart, that sometimes we as preachers, missionaries, even the other people, when we get in pulpits, we try to draw attention to ourselves sometimes. And I pray that we never do this here, that all attention, focus needs to be upon me. I've been watching some things about independent Baptist preachers over the past couple weeks, and I know this is going out on the internet and probably on the radio, and we're independent Baptist church, but at the same time, there's a lot of people in our ranks who, when they preach, I believe it's trying to draw attention to themselves. They like attention to be upon them, how they preach, and I'm not complaining at all. Just notice that the focus is not on Jesus, it's upon them and their type of preaching. Or whatever, and these people preach different ways, I understand that. But when the Apostle Paul preached, I believe that he was one of those preachers, he was a teacher, that he wouldn't spit and sling slobber. He would never draw attention to himself. He would always point men, women, boys, and I pray that's what we can do here in this church. In Hebrews chapter number 10, again, Paul is talking to these Jewish believers. And we're in a section of scripture now in verse number 19. For the rest of the book, it becomes more practical. We talked about this last week. From Hebrews chapter 1 to Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 18, it's all doctrinally, and we talked about that. And one commentator said this, that between verse 18 and verse 19 of Hebrews chapter number 10 is probably the widest chasm. The word he used was chasm in all the Bible, the separation. In other words, from going from one thing to another. But we read verse 19, 20, and 21. As we read it, I want you to have in mind, Paul is summarizing everything he taught from Hebrews 1 to Hebrews 10:18, he summarizes it pretty well in three verses, and then he moves on to encourage them. Begin in verse number 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, verses 19 through 21 literally is a summary of what Jesus did for the believers. In a nutshell, from Hebrews 1 through Hebrews 10, he puts it all, kind of capsulizes here in these verses. And because he says, having therefore, by the word having, and I'm not even good at English, much less English prepositions and all, but I did learn that the word having here is something in present, and it's constant. It's nothing in the future, it's nothing in the past, it's something you have right now. Having is present and it's constant. Therefore, having therefore, the things that have been, the word therefore literally means things that are being so, things that have already been said. Therefore, from Hebrews 1 to Hebrews 10, 18, these things that have been previously stated, having therefore, we've learned this, boldness, I love this. And by the word, I don't skip that word, brethren. Ain't it wonderful to be brothers and sisters in Christ? And that's a very key point here. He's speaking to believers that are having problems. And he's encouraging them. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Now, the word boldness is not the thought of being arrogant. Well, you know, boy, I can go in there. That's not what that word boldness means. The word boldness here literally means that we have freedom in speaking. When we come before Christ, before God, at the throne of grace, we can have freedom in speaking. We don't have to hide anything. Why? Because he already knows. He knows what we're going to ask before we even ask him. And that's what that word boldness means. It's not a thought of being with prideful or with arrogance, but with boldness that we can speak freely, having confidence in assurance that to enter into the holiness, the holiest, by the blood of Jesus. To enter into the holiness, what does that mean, the holiest? That means that we have access to the presence of God. This kind of boldness is a complete contrast to the way the high priest under the Old Covenant in the Old Testament, they couldn't enter into that presence of God with boldness. Matter of fact, we find out in Scripture that they entered oftentimes in fear and trembling because they're bringing, as a priest entered into the holiest of holies, they went with fear and trembling because if the priest had neglected the smallest item that was prescribed by the law, you know, you had to wash the laver and all the clothing, all the art, it had to be just right. The sacrifices had to be just right. And if it wasn't, he could expect nothing but death. The priest also brought the blood of animals. And there was possibly the possibility that the sacrifice and offering would not be accepted. And that's why it talks about in Jewish history, of course, it's not mentioned in the Bible at all, but some of the Jewish scholars would say that the priest in the Old Testament would walk into the Holy of Holies and they would have bells on the bottom of their robes. So they were continually moving in the Holy of Holies. That way the priests who were on this other side of the veil, they would hear those bells moving, knowing that the priest is still alive. The high priest is still alive, and God is accepting that sacrifice. And they also said that just in case that God would strike him down in the Holy of Holies and nobody could go in there, they say, again, this is not in the Bible, but Jewish sages say, that they actually had a rope tied around his ankle. That if God didn't accept that, and he killed the high priest, they wouldn't dare enter the Holy of Holies. They just pull him out by the rope. All right. And the point is, they entered into that holy place with fear and trembling. But we now can enter into the holy place with boldness, without fear, without trembling. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We can enter boldly into the presence of God because Jesus Christ made the way. He shed his blood on Calvary. Because of that, we see in verse number 19, we don't enter by our own goodness. We don't enter into the presence of God because of our good works, because of anything that we've done, anything we've accomplished. But because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let me run a little tangent here real quick, all right? The blood of Christ is being preached less and less in pulpits all across America. Because it's offensive. You've heard the things over the years. Some people have took anything that referred to the blood out of some of the other denominations, hymn books and all, because they did. It's offensive and it's nasty, the blood. I'm telling you, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I can move on and on, but we see the importance of the blood. Because of the blood of Christ, we have access to the Father.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.